This historic abbey, where William Wilberforce was laid to rest, is a fitting place to affirm the United Kingdom's commitment to once again globally lead the fight against slavery. But we must first all accept responsibility for allowing this abuse of our fellow man to become such a deep-rooted part of our world today. The children working in the mines of the Congo, labouring to produce cobalt for smartphone batteries. The Nigerian girls raped and trafficked across the Sahara to work as sex slaves in European brothels. The Eastern European men exploited in shocking conditions in car washes across the UK. These are all individuals, someone's mother, father, daughter or son, with a freedom and future worth fighting for. Each of us has a role to play, some by statute, but all with a moral duty. History, as we know, often repeats itself. During the times of the slave trade, Wilberforce required great courage and leadership to convince the country of the need for abolition. Thankfully, today, we have leadership and commitment from the Prime Minister. Now together, we must relentlessly deliver action to match this commitment. Today, I published my first annual report as the United Kingdom's Independent Anti-Slavery Commissioner. Over the past 12 months, I have ensured greater focus is given to access to support for victims. Uncovered failures now being addressed that have resulted in investigations not being launched. Worked with the government to ensure that our aid budget is used to tackle human trafficking in targeted source areas. And led the international effort to ensure the anti-slavery target was included in the United Nations Global Development Agenda. Wilberforce understood that the eradication of the slave trade required an international response, provided then by the British Navy to police the transatlantic routes. And today, we need the international community to dedicate the resources required, but in the same tradition of Wilberforce, with compassion and respect for humanity. In our globalised world, this means a multidimensional approach with a strategic and inclusive partnership involving governments, civil society and the private sector, encompassing community engagement, sustainable development, safeguarding and law enforcement to tackle the root causes of slavery. Last year, at the United Nations, all 193 member states committed to the new United Kingdom-led goal to end modern slavery within the next 15 years. Whilst this is a huge challenge, we must remember that it took Wilberforce just 20 years to end the British slave trade. Indeed, it was less than 30 years more when the global trade was abolished. And this was a period when slavery was accepted as birth, marriage, and death. Here, in 2016, we are making the necessary pledges to tackle this trade in human misery. But now is the time to stop talking and start doing. As on this issue, like no other, we will be judged solely on our actions, not on our words.